Somebody who has loaf, a type of plant in the ground during the year is Shvi'ah. That was not picked during Shvi'ah, and now it's the eighth year and it's still in the ground. And the din is that the leaves of the loaf, the din of beer apply to it. The din of beer is that there's a cutoff point as to how long you're allowed to hold on to Perush Shvi'ah. At the time of the beer, you have to get rid of any pair of Shvi'ah that you have, and you have to marker them to anybody who wants to come and take them. Now, the leaves of this loaf is partially Shvi'ah and partially not Shvi'ah. Part of the leaves have Kedusha Shvi'ah, and part of it grew during the year of Shvi'ah, and part of it grew in the eighth year, as it's still on the ground in the eighth year, and it continued to grow during the eighth year. So part of it has Kedusha Shvi'ah, and part of it does not. Rabbi Eliezer, Imer, Imlachtu Ha'aniyim Es Olav Lachtu. Ve'imlav Yasa Chesh Ben Imaniyim. Rabbi Eliezer says, if the Aniyim had already picked the leaves of the loaf during the year of Shvi'ah, so then it belongs to the Aniyim, and the Aniyim has the right to take the leaves of the loaf, as all pair of Shvi'ah is Hefker during Shvi'ah. But if the Aniyim did not pick the leaves from the loaf during the year of Shvi'ah, and now the leaves continue to grow even during the eighth year, so you have to make a cheshbon with the Aniyim. You have to make a cheshbon as to how much of the leaves have Kedusha Shvi'ah and how much of it grew after Shvi'ah and does not have Kedusha Shvi'ah. The part of the leaf that grew during the year of Shvi'ah and has Kedusha Shvi'ah has to be given to the Aniyim, as this Tana holds, that only Aniyim can eat Perush Shvi'ah after the Zman beer, after the cutoff point in which you have to be mocked all Perush Shvi'ah. But people that are not Aniyim have no right to eat Perush Shvi'ah after the Zman beer. So therefore, the person who owns this loaf, who is an Asher, he's not an Ani, he's not allowed to eat the part of the leaf that grew during Shvi'ah, since it's after the Zman of the beer. So he has to figure out how much of the leaf grew in Shvi'ah, and he would have to give it to the Aniyim, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua, I am Lachtu Aniyim, is all of Lachtu. Ben Lav, Ein La Aniyim, all of Chesed. Rabbi Yeshua says, if the Aniyim had already picked the leaves and taken it during the year of Shvi'ah, so that's fine, they were allowed to do that. But if they had not picked it during the year of Shvi'ah, the person who owns the loaf does not have to make a cheshbon and give part of the leaf to the Aniyim. As according to Rabbi Yeshua, even though part of the leaf grew during the year of Shvi'ah and have Kedusha Shvi'ah, Rabbi Yeshua holds that even an Asher is allowed to eat Perush Shvi'ah after the Zman beer. Not only Aniyim are allowed to eat Perush Shvi'ah after the cutoff point, after the Zman beer, Ashirim, wealthy people, are also allowed to eat Perush Shvi'ah after the Zman beer. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, even though part of the leaf of the loaf had Kedusha Shvi'ah, the person who owns the loaf does not have to make a chetim with Aniyim. He can keep them for himself. Sefer Shvi'ah, Parakeh, Mishnah, Dal, Lo Sha'er Shvi'ah, Shenichnas Lish Shvi'ah. Somebody who has onion that he planted in Erev Shvi'ah, and it was fully grown prior to Shvi'ah, but he did not uproot it from the ground, it's still in the ground during Shvi'ah. V'chein B'tzolim HaKitzonim. So too, if he has a type of onion called B'tzolim HaKitzonim, these are onions that are planted in the summer that have fully grown prior to Shvi'ah, and he left it in the ground, and now it's Shvi'ah. V'chein Pua Shel Idiot. So too, if he has a plant called Pua, which was planted in Idiot. Idiot is a very quality land. And this Pua is used to make red dye from it. That was also fully grown prior to Shvi'ah. And now it's Shvi'ah, and he had left it in the ground. And he wants to uproot it on Shvi'ah. Now, if it had not fully grown prior to Shvi'ah, you wouldn't be allowed to uproot it during Shvi'ah. As maybe when you uproot it, some of the pre will get damaged, and you're not allowed to cause a hefted a loss to perish Shvi'ah. But these pears are not perish Shvi'ah at all, since it had fully grown prior to Shvi'ah. So you're allowed to uproot them on Shvi'ah. But you have to do so with a chinoy, differently than you would normally uproot pears. Because if you do it in the normal way, and people might think you're working on your land, which is also on Shvi'ah, they might not realize that you simply want to uproot these pears on Shvi'ah. So what shinui do you need to use when you uproot the pears? Beishami, I remember, Ikrinoison, Bemarupo Shoeis. Beishami said, you have to uproot them with a wooden spade. That's the shinui you need to use, as you normally would not uproot pears with a wooden spade. So when you uproot these pears on Shvi'ah, you do so with a shinoi, with a wooden spade. Well, Beis Hillel, I remember Kardumei Shalmatzke. Beis Hillel holds that you don't need such a drastic shinoi to uproot them with a wooden spade. Instead, you can uproot them with a metal spade. This is also a shinoi. And normally, you would not use a spade to uproot them. You would use a hoe. According to Beis Hillel, even though you need a shinoi, you only need a small shinoi. Instead of using a hoe, you use a spade. Umodem bepur sotzalo, soikinoi sot, bekaduma somatrin. The Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel by a plant called pur sotzalos. This is a plant which is grown between rocks and rocky ground, or some say salos means the side of the field, it's planted on the side of the field. In such a case, even Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel that you don't need a big shino, only a small shino, and you can uproot it on Shvi'ah with a metal spade. And since it's grown in a rocky ground, where normally you would not grow things, or on the side of the field where things are not normally grown, so it would not look like you're working on your field during Shvi'ah, since you're uprooting them on the side of the field or in a rocky ground. So therefore, since it does not look like you're working on your field during Shvi'ah, you only need a small shinui, not a big shinui, even according to Beis Shammai, and you can uproot it with a metal spade.